Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Grace and Peace. I have to be very candid here. I almost lost a little of my peace. I had quite a bit of an issue this morning connecting to be on the air, but that has been resolved, and so we are going to go forward with a pick-me-up for tired moms. Thanks for joining me. This is Zenobia Bailey from the greater Seattle area, and wherever you are, I hope that you have had a good start to your day. Well, the purpose of today's show is to identify with some of our moms who might be listening, or if you know of a mom who is just tired, she's just worn out. I hope that you will share this broadcast with her after it's over. But let me just say, as a mother of three adult children, I can reflect back on the times that I was worn out. There's just no doubt about it, everyone. We all get there from time to time, and sometimes in an ongoing stance, if you will. In fact, there were times in my life I used to be anemic. And I carried that over into adulthood and into motherhood, even though the doctors were battling it and I was and my mom were feverishly battling it when I was growing up. But it did not arrest. Sometimes it would seem to improve a little bit, but it never reached normal levels until after I'd had my second child. And that was with the regimen of a nutritional program that one day I will likely discuss with you. But today, I just want to say that I can identify. You know, you may even start to doubt, as the promotional material said, you may even start yourself in terms of whether or not you can do what's necessary for this young person or these young people, wondering even if you're the mom for them. But I want to assure you that you are. Now, because I'm running late, we are about to be about to end the program. But I'm going to go on, and if indeed I have to repeat this next week, I will. But today, I want to read to you the Tired Mother's Creed. There are 20 points to this creed. The first is, I shall not judge my house, my kids' summer activities, or my crafting skills by Pinterest standards or anyone else's standards. Perhaps if something of this nature, it may not be your children's summer activities, but you may be judging what you do against what someone else does, and that is making you tired. I shall not measure. Number two, I shall not measure what I've accomplished today by the loads of unfolded laundry, but by the assurance of deep love I've tickled into my kids. Number three, I shall say yes to blanket forts and see past the chaos to the memories we're building. Free yourself. Just free yourself to be you. Number four, I shall surprise my kids with trips to get ice cream when they're already in their pajamas. Number five, I shall not compare myself to other mothers, but find my identity in the God who trusted me with these kids in the first place. or if you're opposed to saying kids to these children in the first place. Number six, I shall remember that a messy house at peace, grab this, ladies, is better than an immaculate house tied up in knots. Number seven, I shall play music loudly and teach my children the joy of wildly uncoordinated dance. Have fun. And number eight, I shall remind myself that perfect is simply a street sign at the intersection of impossible and frustration in Neverland. Nine, I shall embrace the fact that in becoming a mom, I traded perfect for a house full of real. I didn't always get that. And of course, perfect was never achievable. But I still had very high aims. And I'm not saying one ought not to, but don't let it become a burden and a noose, my dear friends. 10, I shall promise to love this body that bore these children, whether it's 2, 1, 5, 10, or more. I will love them, and I will love this body, my body, out loud, especially in front of my daughters, if I had them. Now, there's no discrimination there. Just get a hold of what that's saying. If your daughter sees you loving yourself, she's more apt to love herself. And if your sons actually see you loving themselves, yourself, they're more apt to find a women or that for their life partners who love themselves. I shall give my other mother friends the gift of guilt-free friendship. 12, I shall do my best to admit to my people my unfine moments. 13, I shall say sorry when sorry is necessary, and I will ask forgiveness as well. 14, I pray God I shall never be too proud, angry, or stubborn to ask for my children's forgiveness. 15, I shall make space in my grown-up world for goofball moments with my children. I shall love their father and make sure that they know I love him is 16. 17, I shall model kind words to children and grown-ups alike. 18, I shall not be intimidated by the inside of my minivan or car. This season of chip bags, goldfish crackers, and discarded socks pass too soon. 19, I shall always make time to encourage new moms. And 20, I shall not resent that last call for kisses and cups of water, but remember instead, when I blink, they'll all be gone. And ladies, I want to tell you that that is the truth. And Lisa Baker is the mother who penned the Tired Mother's Creed. And to her, I say thank you. And to you, I say find a space in your schedule that is just for you. And with that, I will see you next time. Have a wonderful day and a wonderful week.